Food Heals Nation, what have you been doing lately when it comes to truly caring for your skin? Have you tried any of the light therapy facials or the LED masks? I've shared on this show how I use lasers to completely remove my brown spots in the past, and I love anything that can help me with wrinkles or blemishes or redness or scars. I find a lot of great products on YouTube that I test out, and I've just discovered a new brand. It's called Lima. And when you see the before and afters on YouTube, you're going to be a convert too. They are changing the way that you care for your skin on actually a profoundly scientific level. This is the Lima laser. It's the world's most powerful clinic-grade cosmetic laser device and the only laser FDA cleared for at-home use. Why this is important is because I was spending, I'm not going to tell you how much, way too much money years ago when I was getting rid of those brown spots, when I was really healing my skin. And now this same type of technology is available at home, and I'm here for it. I am so excited. So this is a near infrared laser light that penetrates deep into the dermis, simultaneously working on your fat, muscle, and bone to give you like a non-surgical facelift. It transforms your skin. It helps skin issues like wrinkles, sagging, blemishes, pigmentation, redness, breakouts, and scars. And it does this with zero damage, zero pain, and zero downtime. And I remember the lasers that I used to do, they did have some downtime, so this is great. Make sure to check out some of the before and after photos on the website so you can see what I'm talking about. They have YouTube videos too. But the reason it's groundbreaking is it uses that near-infrared low-level light technology, which is completely cold and painless, and it's 100 times more powerful than an LED. And the craziest part is you can even use it with a full face of makeup. So check it out for yourself. Visit lima.life. L is for live, Y is for younger, M is for masterful, A is for approved, and learn more about the Lima laser. If you're interested in trying one today, you can sign up for their newsletter. Tell them that Food Heals sent you, and please let me know if you order one. I want to hear about your results. Again, it's lima.life, lyma.life. Y'all, oh my God, Food Heals Nation, I just got the softest sheets and pajama set from Cozy Earth, and I had to go and get you a discount code too so that you could experience the coziness as well. You can visit CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS, and you'll get an exclusive 35% off. So Cozy Earth, it's like your one-stop shop for what they call the luxury she deserves. So listen up, guys, because this could make a great gift for that special someone, your girlfriend, your wife, the mother in your life. And don't forget, Mother's Day will be here before we know it. So get a gift for the mom or moms. Here's a nice little gift you could ask for. Anyways, let's start with the sheets to transform your sleep. The coolest thing about Cozy Earth bedding is that it is temperature regulating, so you stay cool, which is so important when you're sleeping. Plus, they are just so soft. It feels like I'm sleeping on a cloud. Plus, I love the Cozy Earth quality and longevity promise. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and just overall wellness. So again, this is the luxury you deserve. You can treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out the Bamboo Pajama Set. It was awarded Oprah's Favorite Things in 2019, so you know it's good. I love the softness and breathability of the fabric, and it has these really great side pockets. And don't forget that by supporting our sponsors, you support this show. Head over to CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS for an exclusive 35% off, and go get your mom the luxury she deserves on Mother's Day at CozyEarth.com with promo code FOODHEALS.
Holistic Voice presents the Food Heals podcast with your hosts, Alison Melody and Susie Hardy. Join the Food Heals Nation and learn the secrets to go from feeling unwell to healing yourself.
Warning, side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, an increase in sexual activity, feelings of joy, cravings for kale and quinoa, and a spike in Tinder matches. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to put in their Lululemons and take a yoga class while drinking a green juice. If you experience any of these symptoms, text your priest immediately.
All right, welcome Food Heals Nation. Thanks for joining me. I'm Allison Melody. We've got a great show for you today. We are talking with Tim James, who is 47 years old, but looks and feels younger than he did in his 30s. So he'll be dropping lots of wisdom on anti-aging and how to look and feel your best and live chemical-free. So in his 30s, you know, Tim was really suffering from multiple health issues, as were the people around him. And so he went to Hippocrates Institute and he started making some permanent sustainable lifestyle changes that would completely transform his health. And so with that awakening and awareness, he was able to just change his lifestyle, body, mind, and spirit. And now he's on a mission to help others. He has his own line of chemical-free supplements. Check them out, chemicalfreebody.com. He's a health coach. He's got his podcast, Health Hero Show with Tim James. So definitely check that out. So we're going to talk about all kinds of cool things like why sprouting might be the fountain of youth. Tim talks about his core secrets to health. One of the kitchen must-haves that is 10 to 30 times more nutritious than kale, how to choose chemical-free, healthy, organic supplements, and so much more. So I'm really excited to dive into that with Tim today. But first, Food Heals Nation, it's almost 2021. I know, I cannot believe it. And I want to help you have the best 2021 ever. And so if you are a wellness entrepreneur who is in the process of building your wellness empire, or if you ever dreamed of doing something different and are really ready to fully expand into who you're meant to be this year and what you're meant to do in this lifetime in 2021 and beyond, I'm here to help you with my Rise Mastermind. So this is our fifth iteration of it. We do it every year. We've got an amazing group of wellness, holistic health professionals, all kinds of different people who are video producers and content creators and podcasters and bloggers and Instagram influencers and health coaches and yogis and people just spreading the plant-powered message of health. And if that sounds like you or something that you want to do, go to foodhealsnation.com/rise and you can learn all about it. So we meet once a month on Zoom for about a two-hour call, and we just get together and I do a training and then we all chat and we support one another on all of our endeavors. So it's just a really, really focused group of high vibe wellness entrepreneurs. And of course, if you miss a call, you always get the replays. You get access to all my courses on all things wellness entrepreneuring. And it's really a place for people who want to produce more income in their business and create more time freedom to pursue their passions. So all of us are on a mission to help others, right? All of us are on a mission to help people get healthy. And there are companies out there making billions of dollars at keeping people sick. And so why shouldn't we be out there making a little bit of that money, getting people healthy, especially right now? We're in a global pandemic. Let's help people boost their immune systems. Let's help them learn about food and nutrition and exercise and how to really thrive mind, body, and spirit. And so if that's something that you want to do, or that's something you're doing and you're ready to up level, then the Rise Mastermind might be a perfect fit for you. So check it out, foodhealsnation.com/rise, or hit me up at info@foodhealsnation.com and ask me any questions you might have. And yeah, I just think it's such a powerful group. We share our stories. Our stories are what unite us. And when we share our journeys with each other and online and allow others to learn from our mistakes and be inspired by our lessons, you know, that's when we can make a difference in other people's lives. That's why your book, your memoir could make a difference, or your podcast could change someone's life, or your video series, or, you know, what you talk about on TikTok or Instagram could really, really impact people. And you can get clients out of that. You could get followers and fans out of that who really, really love you and know you and like you and trust you and want to be a part of your world. And so that's the way that you can truly affect change, is by sharing your story. So in the Rise Mastermind, we really talk about how to do that. We stop playing small. We find our voice. We share our stories everywhere, writing and podcasting and filming and speaking and coaching and teaching and all the things, creating online courses. And then we become more influential, so that, you know, the more we share authentically, the more friends, you see it, they start to hang on to your every word. fans start to change their lives once they're inspired by what they see that you've overcome, whether it's a weight loss journey or overcoming a disease or, you know, getting out of a terrible relationship or creating something that you never believed you could have created or coming out of a trauma or a tragedy with grace. And you become that person of influence that people look up to because they think if you've done it, maybe they can do it too. And then the more influence you have, really the bigger impact that you can make on the world. And so we're all here to change the world. And as you grow and create those followers and listeners and readers and super fans, you can really have that global impact. And with more impact comes more abundant opportunities for passive and active income streams so that you can be making a difference and getting paid for it. And the more we earn in our businesses, the more we can give back to the causes that we care about and expand our reach even further than we could have ever imagined. So that's really what we do in the Rise Mastermind. We all rise together. We collaborate. I teach everything I know. And if I don't know how to do something, I bring in an expert smarter than me to teach how to do the thing. So if this is exciting to you, hit me up, info@foodhealsnation.com, or go to foodhealsnation.com/rise. All right, next up, my interview with Tim.
The Food Heals Podcast starts now.
He's the host of the Health Hero Show and founder of chemicalfreebody.com. He's turning 47, but feels like he's 18. Please welcome Health Hero Tim James.
Hi, Allison. Thank you for the opportunity to come on your show and share what I've been geeking out on for 10 years.
Yes, I'm excited to geek out with you. I think that we geek out on some of the same things, so I'm really excited to hear your story.
Cool, cool. Well, do you want me to just jump into it?
Yeah, take me back. So I know that you went through some health challenges and you saw a loved one die of cancer, which is also exactly what sent me down this path, by the way. And I know that that all changed your perspective. So how did you become the health hero that we see before us today?
Okay, so I'll just tell my backstory that gets to that. So I grew up, because it's kind of important, because I'm like an anomaly. Okay, so all my friends thought I was crazy when I made the switcheroo. But anyway, so I grew up over in Eastern Oregon on a small cattle and hay farm, and I hunted and fished a lot. So big into meat, you know, elk and deer and chuckers and pheasants, and we raised our own Hereford cattle and that kind of stuff. And you know, it was a lot of fun. Hunting and fishing was a big part of my life, and I played baseball at a high level for 30 years, and then fast forward to age 37, I was a financial advisor. I had a house and the kids and a mortgage and coaching, you know, baseball and basketball and sports and stuff like that, having a great mm-hmm. time. But what had happened was, is that even though I thought I was still an athlete, I mean, I was, but my body was not looking as good. And I definitely was not feeling as good at all. So I had gained 38 pounds. I just kept 1, 2, 3 pounds a year. I had gotten eczema on both of my elbows and my knees, and especially in the wintertime, it would crack and bleed and would get on my shirt. So I couldn't wear white shirts as a financial advisor anymore, because just, you know, it ruined them. And then I'd rub it on people's couches, and it sucked, you know. And then that pain on the big one on my knee, I'd bump into a coffee table and it was like somebody stabbed me with an ice pick. So very painful. Mm-hmm. And you're trying not to show people that you just like got stabbed with an ice pick, you know, but it sucked. And then I had another skin issue on my shoulder. Don't even know what that was. It was like fat bubbling up. It was really gross. And so it was embarrassing for me to like take my shirt off, not just because I was overweight and I was self-conscious about it, but all these weird, I mean, I looked like lizard dude, you know, it was like, it was gross. And, but more importantly, it was painful and demoralizing for me. And what I learned now is that was lowering my frequency, because my emotions were, I was getting depressed basically. So, and then it gets worse, you know? So then I got acid reflux really bad. I was eating Tums and Rolaids. I found out that I had leaky gut syndrome after I learned all this stuff, where you have these little microscopic tears in your digestive tract, and then these undigested food particles and microbes get into the blood and cause inflammation. You know, I didn't have no idea that was going on. I couldn't see it. And then, but it was very painful. Now, I know this is an auditory podcast, so you can't see me, but I'm wearing a shirt that says "Love when you poop." And the reason why I do that is because I used to hate to go poop, because I was like, oh God, it was like rocks coming out. And the very first part was very painful, and then blood would come out.
Oh my God.
So this went on for two and a half years. And think about this. Here I am, I'm 37 years old, and in my mind, I think I'm still an athlete and doing all this stuff, but I'm bleeding every day. My elbows are bleeding. I'm bleeding in the toilet, and I had my head buried in the sand. So then on a vacation to Florida, or excuse me, to Northern Peru, I just got back from Florida, with my family, that we planned this out for a year. We flew up to Tumbes, which is just south of Ecuador in Peru. And we were on this beautiful island. I mean, literally, there was like seashells that looked like they should have been in the Smithsonian. They were so beautiful, all over the place, very remote. And all of a sudden, I started getting these pains, and then it doubled over. And then I had to be driven through the middle of the night in a van to a city called Piora, and then went to the hospital. And this, and, you know, I'm looking up, and I'm in the hospital, and there's flies flying around. It's third world country, right?
Oh, my God, right. The last place you want to be in a hospital situation.
Yeah, and then, but my wife's dad was a medical doctor, and he ran one of the largest clinics in Lima, which is like, I don't know, 20 million people. It's a big, you know, the big one.
Right.
For big city. It's like New York or something. And anyway, he's like, he didn't want me to get operated on there. He had everything set up, surgeons, everybody was waiting. Now, in my situation, I shouldn't have flown, okay? I was bent over. This is very dangerous. I was bent over at 90 degrees. I couldn't stand upright because it was too painful. I had to completely bend over and walk, like bent over.
Wow.
And they doped me up, threw me in a little taxi, took me to the airport, put me on a plane, flew me to Lima. I got in another taxi, and I went right into surgery and got an organ removed. And then I ended up, you know, destroying that vacation for my family. And I ended up coming back into the United States in a wheelchair. So my wife's like pushing me as I'm in recovery still, you know, because, you know, I had to get back to work and all this stuff. So anyway, what I learned from that is that my poor health didn't affect just me. It affected everybody else around me. I mean, I completely ruined everybody's vacation. And her dad, like, this was like the first vacation he'd literally taken in like 30 years or something. He was a workaholic.
Yeah.
So just to get him away from the clinic was hard. So, but I didn't know what to do. So I ended up having a friend of mine on my baseball team who was the healthiest out of all of us, Clay. He ended up at age 40, he passed away of cancer. He died 80 pounds under his weight. He did chemo and the surgery and all that stuff.
Right.
And it was horrible. We did a fundraiser and, he left three little boys behind. So, you know, ages 6 to 17, it wasn't cool. And, you know, all of us big tough jocks and all, we were all crying, you know,
of course
it was just seeing the kids at the, you know, funeral and stuff, all that kind of stuff is like terrible. So fast forward a few years later, one of my best friends, Charles, gets diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. And now I'm like, what? I'm like, nah, what the heck is going on here? You know, Charles is 43. And I'm thinking, this is getting crazy, right? So my grandma died of brain cancer but she was older. My aunt died of skin cancer, older. These were horrible situations that they went through. They went through all that, the chemos and the surgeries and all that stuff. And it was terrible. And watching them go through that was gut wrenching. And now, but you think somebody gets old and they die of something, right? So you don't think much of it. You're busy with your life doing your thing. And what do I know? I'm not a doctor. I don't help people. And like, they're trying to race for the cure and raise billions for all this genetic research, trying to race for a cure. So you think out there, somebody's trying to get a cure for this stuff, right?
Right, right. You think.
That's what you think's going on. And you're busy doing your thing. You don't know anything about it. So Charles breaks the news to me and I'm just like, what? Like, our kids play together. And I'm like, oh, I looked over the picture on his desk at his office. And every year he got a new picture for his vacation. And it said, it had a picture of him and his wife and his son, Charlie. And I thought, wow, next year, Charles ain't going to be in that thing. He's going to be dead.
Ugh.
But then he's like, hey man, he's like, I'm going to go to this Hippocrates Health Institute in Florida. They're like a detox clinic and they put you on a bunch of healthy food and stuff. And then Charles was a vegetarian too. So for you vegetarians out there listening, that's not the safety zone, right? You can be a unhealthy vegetarian. You can be an unhealthy vegan. You can go to McDonald's and be a vegan.
Right. You can eat Oreos and be a vegan. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was drinking a lot of wine, lots of cheese, lots of, you know, sugars and stuff like that. And, you know, he wasn't exercising, wasn't taking care of himself. So, anyway, so we fly there January 1st, 2011. And on the plane flight, he's like, oh yeah, by the way, there's no meat here, no dairy, no salt, no sugar. Nothing's cooked, over 110 degrees because of these enzyme things. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? I'm like, now I'm like freaking out. Like, but he has cancer. So I bottled up my fears, which were massive. Cause I thought I was going to die if I didn't have meat.
Die of malnutrition. Meanwhile, you're going to heal.
Yeah. Well, he's going to try to help himself, but how does this work? So we get there And the first class that we took, because Hippocrates Health Institute is not just a place to go to heal. Okay. In fact, they'll tell you they don't heal you. Mm-hmm. But what they do is they show you how to heal yourself. So besides the therapies and the foods and the juice and the detoxing, all this stuff and the purified waters and the mineral pools and all the cool things they teach, they have, it's an educational school. So they give you 40 hours of lectures a week to go to. And you kind of relearn what's all messed up in society and how to fix it for yourself and your own lifestyle. So it's a school. And the first class that I went to was called Internal Awareness. And it was a 3.5 hour class. And this doctor comes out and he's just jacked. He's got these big muscles. And I talked to him and he looked great. He looked fantastic. And his eyes were white. And I was like, wow. This. And he said, I haven't had meat in 10 years. And I'm like, what? Like, what do you, is it possible? Him and his wife are actually bodybuilders. I'm like, how do you have muscles and you don't eat meat? He's like, well, I don't have time to explain it right now because I'm going to teach the class, but I'll talk to you about it later. You'll get it. And by the time you leave here, and I was like, so I'm sitting down going, I can't believe this. Right. And then at the end of the deal, I said, how old are you anyway? He just turned 50 that day. He was I thought he was 40. He just turned 50.
Wow.
He looked at least 10 years younger. I was like, what are you, like 40? And he's like, no, I'm 50 today. I'm like, what? So my mind, boom, boom, my mind's blown twice. Right. But here's the important thing for your listeners is this class. He taught me and everybody else in that class the importance of from the time you put something in your mouth until the time it leaves your body, actually what happens. And he went through all this stuff. Like when you chew your food, it's the first domino in digestion. If you don't do it, you're going to get gut rot and fermentation, which leads to things like leaky gut or your gut being jacked up, basically, whether it's Crohn's, colitis, diverticulitis, what, you know, all these other things. So you got to chew your food really well. And I was like, whoa. I never heard any of this. And what they were trying to tell us was they were trying to sell us on to getting a colon hydrotherapy session or a colonic. Are you familiar with those?
Yes, I am, because I've done quite a few cleanses.
Okay. Well, your listeners might know, but if there's a couple that don't, what it is, a colonic is you sit on a tube rectally and water gently goes in and out of you for an hour and it cleans your colon. That's pretty much it, right?
Right.
But when he started talking about that, I started elbowing Charles. I said, look, buddy, I came here, you know, I flew across America for you, but I ain't doing that deal.
Right. It does sound a little intimidating.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, nobody's touching my butt. I'm like, this is weird. Okay, just weird. But he broke it all down. And he was educating us. And the average person has about 6 to 12 pounds of impacted fecal material lining the colon.
Yeah, especially if they don't chew their food, like you said.
Yeah. And especially if they're not drinking water, which hopefully we'll get into later. Anyway, so he's telling this story and stuff about all this funk and gunk and junk in you. And then he turns to me and he's like, Tim, you got 10 pounds of crap in a 5 pound bag and you got to clean it out. And because I think he knew that I was probably the toughest customer in the room because I was doubting Thomas. I'm like, how could this place be doing this? I'm questioning everybody, sure. You know, trying to do some research for Charles while I'm there, like doing my little Sherlock Holmes deal. And, at the end of when he got done talking, I went up there and I was the first one to sign up on the list. The next day, Allison, I went in, they weighed me because they always do this. And then I did the colon hydrotherapy deal, the colonic, took about an hour. Afterwards, they weighed me again. I was 10 pounds lighter. I dropped 10 pounds of impacted funk and gunk and junk. And why would you want to get that out of there? Because it's very acidic and it's a breeding ground for harmful organisms like viruses and bacteria, molds, yeast, fungus, parasites and mutagens. Cancers love it, right?
So cancers low on it.
No, they love it. Low oxygen, high acid. So it's perfect for cancer. And probably one of the reasons why so many of us have so much colon cancer today is because, and you know, the Royal Society of Medicine, I learned, they say that about 85% of the disease starts in the colon. In my last, you know, 10 years on this journey, I completely concur with them. It's you got a bunch of stuff in there and you got to clean it out whether you like it or not. So
exactly.
Anyway, so that was my first experience at this institute. A few days later, I went through a massive detox. I had headaches, night sweats. I was irritable. I had a metallic taste coming off my tongue. I literally came off the standard American diet and went to like raw living foods, like sprouted nuts, sprouted seeds, sprouted grains, sprouted beans, all these things, fresh juices, fresh purified water, fresh green juices. And Charles was doing it too, obviously. He's there with me. We were walking back one day and I looked at him. I was like, dude, do you feel as good as I do? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I have energy. My arms were tingling with energy. My legs, wow. My brain was clear. I felt amazing. The detox was over. I was like, thank God, because they said usually by Thursday or Friday, you come out of it. I was like, please, please don't be Friday. And it was Thursday and I felt amazing. I said, dude, you're going to live. I'm like, we have discovered the fountain of youth. I'm like, yes. I feel amazing. How do you feel? He's like, I feel amazing. I said, dude, you're going to do it. I'm going to give up. I'm going to do this. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to give up all meat except for bacon. I'm going to go home and I'm going to do this whole program with you. And we got all pumped and jacked up. And on the way home, I read the book, The China Study, and then I decided not to do the bacon deal. So I went plant-based 100% for 8.5 years. And now it's just, you know, if you caught a salmon up in Alaska and you gave me a little piece, I'll eat it. But I'm like 99.9% plant-based. And the long of the story, I guess, is that Charles healed himself in about 2.5 years. We ran the 2012 Portland Marathon before he was technically cancer-free. We crossed the finish line in an epic moment. I was, you know, tears and I was exhausted. And now he got to see his son graduate high school. Went to his father-son weekend when his son went through college. It's been 10 years. He started a band, went from bankruptcy and cancer to successful business and no cancer. And I took up the guitar. We play guitar and we're having a lot of fun. I mean, it's awesome.
I have all the chills right now. I love this story so much. It's such a beautiful testament to the healing power of plants. And I love that you did this journey together, because I think a problem that happens very often is there are so many people doing this alone. And then there's doubters like yourself. And if your friends and family are doubting you, it's like, if you have that one person who's like, hey, I got your back, I'm going to do this with you. I mean, what a gift. So what an amazing thing that you did for him. That's really cool.
Yeah. And you can imagine all my redneck friends from Eastern Oregon, they were making fun of me like hardcore when I got back. Like,
oh, I get it. I'm the girl from North Carolina that moved to California and started drinking the green juice. You know, it's like I joined a cult out here, right?
But it was like perfect timing, because that was my 20-year reunion that June. So I had about 6 months on the lifestyle. And here's what happened to me. In 60 days, I dropped 38 pounds. Both the skin issue on my shoulder and both the elbows completely healed. Wow. It was completely gone. My acid indigestion was gone the day I landed at Hippocrates. It's never been back since. It's been 10 years. And then about 8 months later, that huge patch of eczema on my knee was gone. I went from larges and extra larges to mediums and smalls, back to college and high school sizes stuff. I can touch my ribs. I got into yoga. I became a raw food chef. And I just embraced it. And I'm like, I love waking up and feeling good. That's what right. I like. And absolutely. So it transformed. His cancer was the best thing that ever happened to both of us. Best thing, because it woke us up and it turned our lives around.
Yeah, it's either a wake up call or it's a march to the death. And you know, people take it differently. And I'm all about educating and informing people and inspiring people to do exactly as you guys did. So I'm really happy to hear this story. About you, Food Heals Nation, but I need the holidays to be especially comforting this year after the year that we've all had. And one of the things that means for me is only giving really intentional gifts that the person can use every day, something of beauty, something of value, and something that I think that they will cherish. So if it's something they can cherish for life, even better, right? So that's why this holiday season, I definitely recommend checking out Orate. Orate is jewelry for life in every sense of the world. So they have these gorgeous pieces and they're all real gold, but they're not too fancy and they're not too casual. So you can wear them to a fancy event when events come back, or maybe a fancy date, or you can wear them to the gym if your gyms are open, depending on where you live. You can wear them in the shower, around the house. You can wear them on your Zoom calls. You know, Orate goes with everything and will actually never turn your skin green. So Orate was actually started by two friends over brunch when they got a green finger from a very overpriced ring, which sparked a conversation about how they were really fed up with the traditional jewelry market. So they were like, we're gonna make something better, and they did. So it was founded on the desire to shake up the jewelry market by offering modern women beautiful designs, amazing quality, at affordable prices that are ethically sourced, which obviously you know is very important to me over here at Food Heal, so it's probably important to you as well. And they make gold more accessible by selling directly to you without the middleman markup, which means you get quality metals and diamonds for a fraction of the price. And you know, gold never goes out of style, so Orate pieces come with a lifetime warranty. And for every piece of this ethically jewelry that is sold, a child in need receives a book to further their education. How cool is that? So whether you're gifting jewelry this holiday season or treating yourself, you can feel good about Orate being ethically made with sustainable practices. So if you need more convincing, just go check out the website. I'm really into the Orate X Carry, which are these lioness pendant hoop earrings. They are super beautiful. There's also a necklace if you like necklaces better. I'm really into the earrings, and they have a bracelet too. And then they have these beautiful mask chains. So if you're like me and you're always frantic about where's my mask, they have a chain, a beautiful gold chain, so you can wear around your mask around your neck. And I think it's just a stylish way to not lose your mask, right? There's also this beautiful Daisy Calibre gemstone ring that I've been eyeing, and it is just gorgeous. And I love how they have 3 colors of gold for all of the options. So much to check out. Go to orateNewYork.com/foodheels and use the promo code foodheels at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first purchase. That is a great deal. So that's Orate. Let me spell that for you. A-U-R-A-T-E, NewYork.com/foodheels, promo code foodheels for 15% off. So take me back to the cleanse that you're doing, and how long was it until you started? You said all of a sudden you were like, do you feel amazing as I do? Like, for me, it takes just 4 or 5 days, and I am a new human being with juices and colonics. Mm-hmm. I am a clear thinker. I feel better. I'm quick on my feet. I have more energy, and it's a quick amount of time that can happen. And like you said, you lost all the weight in such a short amount of time, which, you know, doctors say, oh, that's so dangerous. But I remember, and I'm a small person, I lost 5 pounds in 5 days, and it's not weight that comes back because it was toxic inside of me, right? It's not, you don't gain it back when you start eating. So talk to me a little bit about how long it took for you to feel that transformation. Cause I think people think it takes years, but it can take a few days, a few weeks, a few months.
Yeah. Well, here's what we learned. And, you know, they've done clinical research on over 600,000 human beings at the Institute for 65 years. And this initial detox, it lasts about 4 or 5 days for the average person. Some a little bit less, some a little bit longer. Depends on what you've done through your life, right?
Sure.
And then everybody's body is a little bit different. But for me, it was about 4 days. And I came out of the fog. You know, and I didn't have it as bad as some people. I mean, some people had rashes breaking out all over their arms as the body and the skin, which is an organ, it was pushing these toxic chemicals out. I saw parasites crawling out of people's pores. I saw a parasite crawling out of a lady's eye during lunch.
Oh my God.
So why is this happening? Because again, we talked about it. These harmful organisms love low oxygen and high acid. And what they put you on is the highest oxygen, highest alkaline lifestyle and diet in the planet. That's what they do. Since most of the food you're eating is alive, it's sprouts. It's everything sprouted, right? So when you eat it, you're getting hormones, oxygen, phytochemicals, and enzymes that you're not getting from store-bought vegetation. In fact, like, think about this. You think, most people like, I'm going to the grocery store and I'm going to go all organic. That's amazing, because now you're eliminating the burden of all these toxic pesticides and fungicides and herbicides and larvicides and chemical fertilizers that are in that food from going into the body and bioaccumulating. But at the Institute, they call those junk foods, just like we would call like a Twinkie a junk food, right?
Wow. Okay.
Because they're not alive. That's how, I mean, they are hardcore there because they're trying to help people heal themselves. They're sure. Very, very adamant about it. Now, when I say I'm just putting that in context. And if you go buy a red pepper, I still buy red peppers. I put them on my salads or an avocado. I don't think of it as a junk food, but that was just the contrast I'm trying to provide. And one guy actually brought something up and he's like, hey dude, talking to Dr. Clement, and he's like, how am I going to go back home and create this crazy lifestyle in the real world? And he said, well, first off, he goes, you have it all wrong. He goes, the real question is, how do you go home and live a real life in a crazy world? That's what you have to ask yourself. So we are so like indoctrinated by society that we think that everybody wants to fit in with society. Well, my question is how's it working for you?
Right.
You know, what I found is whatever the masses are doing, turn around and go 180 degrees in the opposite direction. And that's where success is.
Seriously. So
to answer your question, it took me about 4 or 5 days. Hippocrates said the Institute said in about 60% of all the toxins you have accumulated will come out in their first 10 days. And then it takes another 7 years to get the other 40% off. So That's why it has to become a lifestyle, because the body is going to take time. It's going to change like the seasons. This isn't a take a pill and tomorrow you're better program. It's a lifestyle. And guess what? In 7 years, you have a choice. You can have, your cells are all going to be different. So if we took, for those of you listening, if we took every cell in your body and cataloged it and put it off to the side, come back in 7 years, all those cells are gone. You're a completely new you. So we are a self-regenerating mechanism. The choice is what are you going to build yourself with? Are you going to build yourself with glue and putty? Or are you going to do brick and mortar? That's the question. And I decided that day that I'm with Charles, I'm like, I'm going to build it with brick and mortar, and I'm going to go and do things that are good for me and good for my body. And guess what? That's what's happened. Now I'm like that doctor. Everybody's like, they can't believe how my age. They can't believe I'm 47. They can't believe it. They think I'm 32, you know, and it's a great feeling. So I've accomplished that. And now we teach people how to do the same.
I love that. So tell me about what you eat today. So you said you're plant-based, but like going to the grocery store and buying organic is junk food. So how do we eat food that is alive? And what do we eliminate? Because like we talked about earlier, you can be plant-based or you can be vegan and you can still drink alcohol. You can still eat sugar and Oreos or whatever. So what is that alive diet that you're eating on a regular basis?
Well, I really don't want to say, but I'm going to, because I don't want, first off, for you listening, if you're wanting to make some changes, do not compare yourself to me. I've been at this journey for 10 years, and I'm also a very hardcore person. When I do something, if somebody shows me a better way, I will do it 100%. You show me another way that's even better than that, I'm going to go down that road 100%. But I committed to my buddy that had cancer, so I gave him my word, so I went all in.
Right? I love that.
I don't think I could have done it for myself. I would have never set foot in that place. Those people were crazy, I thought. Yeah. Right? But it wasn't crazy. It was real, and I was living in that crazy world. Right.
Right. But we have a lot of people who want the next level stuff that have done it. And they're like, I want to go all the way. So Tim, what are the secrets to go all the way?
Baby step yourself and don't beat yourself up for it. Like if you, because in the beginning, like if it's, you're going to think, oh, I don't feel good, I'm getting cold or flu-like symptoms. It is working. The body takes time to heal. That's what it happens. 3 years later into this process, I stunk so bad for 2 weeks. My body went through another detox, wasn't sleeping well. And nobody even wanted to guard me during basketball. They're like, Tim stinks. This went on for 2 weeks. My body was dumping toxins.
Right.
So what do I eat? Well, I try to eat. The goal is to eat lots of living foods. So I became a sprouter. And we, for a long time, I've had close to 5,000 people into my home to make juices and foods for. We did these raw living food dinners for years. Mm. And these people would come and we'd get a lot of cancer patients because Charles had cancer. And that was a story that spread through our town here in Portland, Vancouver area, Portland, Oregon. And these cancer patients were like, I want to do this. I want to juice, but I want to juice these sprouts like you're doing. Will you grow the sprouts for me? Because I'm just too tired from the chemo and stuff. And I couldn't say no. I mean, these people look me in the eye. I'm like, okay. Wow. Here I am, a financial advisor. And within 6 months, my garage is converted into a growing operation. And now everybody in the neighborhood's calling me the grass man and laughing at me and teasing me. But I'm doing it for these people. So we were delivering sprouts to 40 to 50 cancer patients a week here in the Portland, Vancouver area. So amazing. Sprouts are it. And why? Sprouts are 10 to 30 times more nutritious than fresh picked vegetables. And I'm talking about the best stuff. Like, let's say you have a badass garden, the best soil, completely nutrient dense, and you harvest kale greens, mustard greens, sweet potato greens, the most nutritious vegetables known on the planet. Sprouts are 10 to 30 times more nutritious than that. And you can have them ready in anywhere from 2.5 to 8 days in your home, right on your countertop. It's amazing. So one handful of sunflower sprouts or pea sprouts would be equivalent to 30 handfuls of that fresh cut kale out of your garden and eaten on the spot. That's how powerful it is, right? And they have these things we talked about earlier, the hope, the hormones that allow your cells to communicate, the oxygen that fights off the harmful organisms and helps you detox and cleanse, the phytochemicals that, I mean, Oregon State University right down here is one of the top phytochemical research places on the planet. And when I first started this work in 2000, or in the lifestyle in 2011, they had only found like 70,000 phytochemicals in wheatgrass, which is a lot, right? And a few years later, they had counted 74,000 and they're still counting. Phytochemicals or plant chemicals or plant nutrients have the ability to reverse and prevent disease. There's these microscopic little gems that you can't see that do amazing things in the body. And then the last one is enzymes. Enzymes are so important for every function in your body. When you chew your food really well, you secrete a lot of them to break down your food, and the extra ones are used for processes. So the University of Berkeley in California did a test where they hooked up lettuce to like this machine that tested the enzymes, like when the lettuce was in the ground, right? Then they harvested the lettuce and they waited 30 minutes and then they tested it again. How much of a drop do you think there was in the enzymes? 52%.
Wow.
Major drop. So what do you think happens when somebody harvests your vegetables, puts it in a truck, takes it to a holding facility, and then they do whatever they do. Then they put it in a big truck, and then they ship it on average 1,500 to 2,500 miles. Are you getting any of that hope, the hormones, the oxygen, the phytochemicals, or the enzymes?
Yeah, nope. No, you're losing all the nutrition along the way.
You're not getting it. You're getting vitamins. You're getting some minerals and some trace minerals. But for the most part, the major amount of the micronutrients is gone. They're just gone. So if you think about it, and what they taught us was that every living creature on this planet eats a 100% raw and living food diet. We are the only creatures that don't do that. We cook our food, you know, and Max Planck Institute in Germany showed us that, you know, when you cook protein, example, or meat, you coagulate like over 50% of the proteins. They become half of it's unusable right out of the gate. And then your body has to really work to convert those proteins into amino acids, what's left. And then it's got to discard all that stuff. So living food is what I suggest to people. Now, do you go all in and do that? For most of you, no. I mean, if you have stage 4 cancer, it'd probably be smart to at least 50% of your food by weight should be sprouts and living foods, sprouted nuts, sprouted seeds, sprouted grains, sprouted beans. So we sprout everything. And I mean, I could just go on off this stuff all the time, but just get a lot of sprouts into your life, learn how to grow them. I suggest people, the first things to start off with are lentils, mung beans, and fenugreek, which is a Greek hay that creates this mucilaginous gel that is fantastic for gastrointestinal tract, especially if you have issues in that area. And it's a staple in the country Yemen. You can look it up. They call it hilba. So if you're looking up fenugreek, it's actually called hilba. And they'll grind it with a mortar and pestle. They'll put it on wounds. It's in food. It's a spice. And Yemen didn't get all the problems and the health issues that all these other countries around them adopted Western foods because they stuck to the main ingredient there, which was this fenugreek. So red, green, and French lentils, mung beans, and fenugreek. And those can all be ready to eat in 2.5 days right on your countertop. Other than that, you can, you know, learn about other types of ways sprouting or just buy them from your store or ask your store produce manager to start carrying sprouts and tell them you're going to buy a lot and then find out when they show up and buy a lot.
Yeah. And what a better time. I mean, there's no better time to do it than now. We're still technically, most of us are at home. We have more time and it's time to get healthier than ever, you know, during these times. So why not do it now? So I love that. Sprouts are a food that heals. Food Heals Nation. Thank you, Tim. So what are some of those four core secrets that you teach to your clients to really keep their health optimal?
Yeah, these are awesome. And you're probably doing some of them, but guess what? A lot of people aren't. So I had all these thousands of people to my house, right? Guess what happened? I healed myself with juicing, and so would Charles. We made juices, green juices, twice a day. When we left Hippocrates, they said, if you're not taking 2 green juices a day, you're not on the Hippocrates protocol. Do not expect the same results because you have to flood your body twice a day with these flooded nutrition.
So morning and night, what are the times that you do it?
First thing in the morning and then at least a half an hour before dinner.
Got it.
And that was, so I came home and guess what? I became the juice man. Basically, yep. I never missed. I was like every day. In the beginning, it sucked because it took 45 minutes to do it. And by the, you know, after a while, I got really efficient at it. I can make green juice for 2 people in about 16 to 17 minutes and clean the juicer. So I got I got really fast with it because it's, you know, it's a time commitment, right?
Sure.
So people come to my house. I'd make juice for them. We make raw living foods. We explain. We send them home with recipes and all this stuff. They'd buy juicers. We sold thousands of juicers. For these juicing companies. I should have been a juice salesman, juicer salesman.
And you have your own juicer, the Health Hero juicer.
That's right. I actually thought about making one because I didn't really like how a lot of them back then were made, but they're getting better now. But because I just wanted to have one big hole where I could just throw everything in and just, and it was just done. It came out beautiful and it was, you know, done right. You know, it wasn't like high centrifugal ones. It was the slow auger juicer that doesn't oxidize the nutrients. But anyway, so all these people bought juicers because of the presentation and they were trying to copy us because that's what we taught them. Very few people would stick with it though. And most of them after a while, they'd be like, their juicers under the countertop. And these were a lot of business professionals, lots of CPAs and attorneys and realtors and mortgage people and financial advisors and insurance people. I was a mortgage broker and a financial advisor for a long time. So I had a lot of contacts. And a lot of these people came over because they saw me drop weight so consistently. quickly, very quickly. And they're like, what are you doing? So like,
right.
Over.
What and is your secret?
Yeah, well, I changed my whole life. Are you ready?
You know? Are you ready for that? Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people aren't. So I teach people baby steps. So anyway, to make it, I always take little stories and I make them long. I'm sorry. But
that's what a podcast is for.
Okay. I have some grace then. So I started going, I went and interviewed 100 of these people that stopped juicing. I'm like, why aren't you juicing? And they said, it's too hard. It costs too much money. My spouse isn't helping me. And I just need something. So I just can't, it's too much time. I just can't do it. So like, okay. So I went back home and I thought, all right, I really want to help these people. If I was to give them three things that would make them, that would be the least amount of effort, give them the most results, what would that be? And I came up with these three things. And then we added one later. Okay. Core secret number one, less than 5% of the population is doing this. So there's tons of room for improvement here.
Okay.
You drink half your body weight in liquid ounces of purified water daily.
Yes.
That's number one. It is the lubricant of life. There was no water, ain't no life. Your cells are made of water. Your bones are even like 22% water. Your body on average is around, you know, 75 to 80% water. You're mostly water. Okay. So wouldn't it make sense if you're mostly water to drink a lot of it? And 95% of people are not doing it. Now, here's the thing. The water needs to be purified. That was the key word. And some people are like, oh, I've got this great spring and all that. Okay. Have you had it tested? Okay. Probably not. It might taste good and everything, but the world is so polluted today with toxic chemicals. Scientists have went into the interior, into these pristine lakes, 1,500 miles away from humans. And they're finding the little 2 and 2.5 inch fish have both male and female organs. Mm-hmm. And why? Because of the plastics, the microscopic plastics they're attaching to the water molecules. They're so pervasive now, these little fish have turned into hermaphrodites. Now, the fish and the amphibians are all experiencing this. They're all experiencing this now. And there's a lot of hormonal issues, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, uterine cysts, prostate cancer, man boobs for guys. All these things are hormone disruptors. Drinking out of plastic bottles, getting all these xenotoxins like BPS and BP and BPA and stuff, which has been banned supposedly. You know, all these
things. Yeah, then it's just replaced with something else, right?
Yeah, they have like 30 of them to replace it. So BPA, okay, 30 years, millions of dollars in lawsuits. Okay, it's done, but they got 30 of them behind it, rocking and rolling. So water's polluted. You need to purify your water. So reverse osmosis or distillation or deionization. And you have to run it through. If you want it right, you want to run it through three times, because every time you go through one of those processes, you're only pulling out 10 or 90% of the contaminants. So triple purifier will get you down to 99.9. Now, with that said, if you live in a city and your water is on high pressure pipes, then you also need to restructure your water, because the high pressure in these pipes is making the water molecules so big that you'll just drink a lot of water and you'll pee it all out. Three years ago, I learned about this and I got a machine that restructured my water. Now I can take a quart of water, drink it, 15 minutes later, drink another quart, 15 minutes later, drink another quart, and it disappears for 2 hours. And then I have to pee a lot, right? So that told me that that was very important, because if it can't get through the intestinal lining, because the molecules are like big bowling balls trying to go through a chain link fence, they just bounce off, it ain't going to work. So this restructuring turned the water molecules back into sand, very tiny. Throw it through the chain link fence. It goes through the intestinal tract into the bloodstream. So your cells can use it. Your lymphatic system can use it. And if you don't have enough water in your system, do you know where the first place your body goes for that? It's your colon. That's why everybody's got all this impacted funk and gunk and junk in their colon, because your colon is dehydrated because you're not drinking enough water. And for those of you with memory loss and these kind of problems, I mean, it literally lowers your IQ by not having enough water. It could be the difference between finding your keys and looking for your keys for 15 minutes.
Seriously, the brain fog is real. Get hydrated. I'm okay with you.
So I'm making a big deal about this because it is a big deal. Carol, one of our clients years ago, dropped 50 pounds in 8 months, and all she did was implement this one core secret, which is drinking lots of water.
Just the water.
That's it. But yeah, there's, you know, and if, you know, just try to get your best stuff, but you want a triple purifier, and then you want to get one of these machines that restructures it. That's very, very important. Okay.
Okay.
Other than that, I would say it's a big deal. That's why I made such a big deal about the first one. Okay. So core secret number two, less than 4% of people are doing this, and that's chewing your food until liquefied. I learned this from Dr. Scott Josephson, that guy that was all buffed and looked 10 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first step in digestion. Well, you have two ducts in your upper mouth and four in your lower mouth that secrete these enzymes, amylase and lipase. They're going to break down your starches and your fats. So if you don't chew your food really well, your starches and your fats are not going to get digested very well. And you're going to have fermentation and gut rot, which leads to destroying those little hair-like structures that line the intestinal tract. They're called villi. And that's what happened to me. So you ruin them and you get the leaky gut thing going, which 90% of people have. So you chew your food really, 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 really well. And then you send it, the food down into your stomach, and then it's going to break it down really well. Now, for those of you wondering, well, how am I going to digest the protein? There's a substance in your, two substances in your gut called pepsin and hydrochloric acid. They'll handle that. Okay. So chewing your food is really important. And what we learned from Dr. Gabriel Cousins, who's in his 80s and can do like 30 pull-ups, pretty good guy to take information from.
Yeah, I love him. Uh-huh.
He's awesome. He's awesome. I could tell stories about him. He like did a, he did an Indian rain dance for like 2 days, and nobody in the tribe had done it for like 40 years. And then they started listening to him to not eat so much meat. Because he's like, oh, I'll do the dance. So he did their dance that nobody had done in decades. And then the chiefs and stuff were like, wow, this, okay, maybe we should listen to this guy.
That's amazing.
Right. But what he said was, he says, when you chew your food really well, you're also stimulating these meridian points in your teeth. Now hold your hat on this one. For those of you that are depressed or want to get happier, you can actually, this increases your serotonin by up to 500%.
Wow.
It's huge. How many people are taking serotonin for depression? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chew your freaking food. You don't need to go buy a supplement. Just chew the crap out of your food and you make your own supplement. That's what you want to do. Pretty cool stuff. And again, less than 4% of the population is doing it. Huge room for improvement here. And it's the first domino in digestion.
Not only is this so important for humans, but I also recently found out how important it is for dogs. So if you have a pet who inhales their food, that is so bad for them and it can cause them all kinds of problems. And you're like, what's wrong with my dog? Well, your dog doesn't chew their food. So I just discovered recently the slow feeder. So there are these like bowls that you can get them that make it hard for them to get the food out. So they have to chew it more. They have to inhale, as my dog does, their food more slowly. And so you can actually help your dog with digestion because they're never going to understand. Chew your food 100 times before you swallow, right? So you can actually help your pets with this too.
That's actually awesome. I wish I'd have known that for a lab I had. She would like whine when she would eat. She was like, she was like so worried, and she would just sit there and just engulf it so fast. I'm like, what? That's like go crazy. And then she'd be back to all happy go, but she was so, I don't know. Maybe she was traumatized. She was the runt of the litter.
Yeah.
Now it's going back to the childhood. It always does. When I coach people, it always goes back to the childhood.
Same with our pets. Same with the humans.
Same with us. If you have health issues and food addiction problems, it could be from childhood trauma that you're not addressed yet. We usually find that out in about 60 to 70% of the cases. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Something
and then
to think about.
All the overeating and stuff like that, it's just to avoid feeling a feeling that you don't want to feel. And so if you instead decide to feel the feeling or forgive that person who wronged you in childhood or whatever it might be, the overeating goes away. It's kind of magical. Food Heals Nation, we talk about this a lot on the show, but do you really know what's in your multivitamin? You know, so many traditional brands are full of sugars and GMOs and synthetic fillers and artificial colors, not to mention animal byproducts like sheep's wool and gelatin from hooves and hives. These are all ingredients you might find in a traditional multivitamin. Yuck, right? I don't want that in my vitamins. I don't want those things in my body. But I wanted to tell you about Ritual today because Ritual is not your typical multivitamin. It's actually very clean, very vegan friendly. The formula is made with key nutrients in forms that your body can actually use. None of those shady extras I mentioned at the beginning. So I found out about Ritual, first of all, because of their beautiful branding and packaging. And yes, I am attracted to good branding, okay? They are beautiful. A girl had them at the Pilates studio, and I was like, what are those and where do I get them? So I'm so glad I got to partner up with them in order to bring them to you. So what is Ritual? Ritual is the multivitamin reimagined. So it's formulated with key nutrients like vitamin D3, very important right now. We keep talking about D on the show, and it helps fill gaps in the diet. And what I love about the capsules is they're fresh tasting and they have a delayed response. So they're designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach, so you can take them with or without food. So you all know some of those multivitamins that you may be taking, when they upset your stomach, that's not good. With Ritual, they've designed the system so that that doesn't happen. So you can take them with food, without food, and they're going to dissolve slowly in less sensitive areas of your stomach. So excited for that. And Ritual is designed with all different life stages in mind. It's available for women, for men, for teens. And Ritual multivitamins, including their best-selling prenatal, are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. And Ritual makes healthy habits easy because your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping always. So you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they will refund your first order. So check it out. You know, you deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. Take it from me. I'm researching these things and trying to find out what is best for my body, what is best for your body on a regular basis. So I'm excited to have Ritual on the show. They are offering Food Heals Nation 10% off during your first 3 months. So visit ritual.com/foodheals to start your new ritual today. ritual.com/foodheals.
Okay, core secret number 3.
Okay.
All right. Now that you're drinking lots of water, you're chewing your food really well, now it's time to avoid liquids with meals. Now, why the heck would you want to do that? So the reason why is that if you worked so hard to chew your food and you put all those enzymes into your digestive tract and now in your stomach to digest this food, and then you dilute it with purified restructured water or wine or beer or apple juice, that's what's going to happen. You're going to dilute it and you're going to go right back to fermentation and gut rot. So this isn't going to be great for your waiters and waitresses are not going to like this because they're trying to get the tabs up as big as possible for tips, right?
Sure.
And it's crazy. Like I go to stores and I go to restaurants and I'm like, yeah, I don't need any water. I don't need it. And they still bring it. It's just such a habit to them bringing water. It's built into society, right? And it's tap water, which I would never do anyway.
Right. And especially in the US, at least in Europe and everything, they bring you bottled water, but you have to pay for it. So you have to ask for it,
which is fine. Before I learned this, I brought I don't drink tap water ever. I'll just fast or I'll do a dry fast. If I can't get my hands on water, I ain't drinking it. There's no way. Mm-hmm. I've learned too much. I mean, see, I'm getting back into the water, but anyway,
that's okay. We can go back. I mean, there's birth control in the water.
It's bad. It's disgusting. I mean, some people,
there's drugs in the water.
Yeah. They don't understand. Like 1 gallon in somewhere USA, America, could have up to a half a tablet of pharmaceutical drugs in it. Just exactly. 1 gallon. I mean, it's insane. So people don't realize that when people take these drugs and they poop them and they pee them and they do all this stuff, it doesn't go away. They stay in the environment. So, all right. So and back to this avoiding liquids with meals. So what do you do? So if you're a beginner, we suggest stop drinking liquids 30 minutes before and then wait an hour after and then drink a lot of liquids again. If you're stage 4 something, Olympic level athlete, or you just want to look and feel your best, stop drinking liquids an hour before and then wait 2 hours after you're done eating and then drink a lot of liquids. Less than 2% of the population is doing this. It is an absolute game changer. Unbelievable. You'll see the results and it won't just be telling you. You gotta go do it. You can't just say, oh, that might not work. Like, have you tried it? Right? Lots of room for improvement. Now, the last one is core secret number 4. We added this one later. And this is very important. Doing some breath exercises before you eat. Now, why the heck would you want to do that? Well, would you agree that we live in kind of a stressed out society?
What do you mean? Yes.
Okay. We're not mellow jello, right? Especially with COVID, but even pre-COVID, we got stress problems. It's the number one killer, right? All these problems, a lot of stress, financial stress, relationship stress, emotional stress, Wi-Fi stress, 5G, you know, all these things come in. Stress, work stress, all these things. So what happens is that your body literally thinks a saber-toothed tiger is chasing you. So you think that you're what happens is you're in fight or flight. And when you're in that state, the blood leaves the organ systems, which are what digest your food, and it goes out to your extremities, your hands and your feet and your arms and legs to fight or flight, to run. So what we do is we want you to get back into rest and digest mode no matter what. So here's what we teach. Simply take a big breath in through the nose like this. You can do it with me if you want. Close your eyes unless you're driving. And then hold, and then pause, and then release out through the mouth. Nice, long, slow breath out through the mouth. Just let it all go. And then pause at the bottom. And then back into the nose. And then suspend the breath at the top and hold it a little longer this time. And then release out through the mouth. Very simple. Okay. Now, in just those two breaths, I feel calmer. How do you feel?
I feel calmer. I love this. I do the 4-4-4. You know, it's like four in, hold at four, four out, hold at the bottom. And it changes. It literally changes you in a minute. It's amazing.
Your body can't help but go into rest and digest mode. Can't help. Now, if you're worried about being embarrassed about it and you're at a restaurant, go to the bathroom and sit on the toilet and just do your breath work and then come back out. All right.
Well, sometimes people want to pray before a meal and I participate. Why can't they participate in my breath work? Just ask your friends. Hey, let's try this.
Yeah. And I don't care what anybody says, because I learned how to love self. And that was something that I wasn't doing. I wasn't putting myself first. That's why I was bleeding all over the place for 2 years. Cause I just like, oh, I hope that goes away, you know? And I was just like in denial. But anyway, less than 1% of the population is doing this. Now, here's the thing. If you do these, your life will change. We call this the core four. This is the foundation to our entire program that we teach over here. Like, I have people pay me $2,000 a month to coach them privately. And the first onboarding call we do, I have them get out their phone. You guys could do it with me right now. And then we have them program in the morning when they wake up to drink their green juice with the products, the gut detox and the toxin detox. And then at lunchtime, we teach them to type in, you know, chew food, avoid liquids, breath, and then probiotics, enzymes, repeat. And it repeats every day. Go to the afternoon, green juice, repeat. And then at dinner time, chew food, avoid liquids, breath work, enzymes. We don't have people take probiotics twice, just once a day. And repeat. And guess what? In 3 to 4 months, the phone every day, it's going to go bzz, bzz, and bzz, bzz, and you're going to look down, you're going to see chew food, avoid liquids, breath, chew food, avoid liquids, breath. You're going to have a hard time to forget it, because you're going to program your subconscious mind. And that thing, that's got a processor that it's a million times faster than the conscious. So it'll take over. It'll be easy to remember. That's how you do it. But you have to take 5 minutes and program your freaking phone. Otherwise, you're going to struggle, because it's just hard to implement things for people. And change is hard, but it's necessary. But here's what's so cool. We have a lot of people that order our products all over the world. Now, because of COVID and supply chain delays, it can take up to 15 to 20, sometimes 30 days to get a product to Australia, let's use as an example, okay? And we have people calling us and telling us, hey, man, I feel amazing already. I've been doing these core four secrets. I haven't even done the last two or the last one, or I've only done one of them. I feel amazing, and I haven't even taken your products yet. That's how powerful they are. And that's why we like to share them with people. And as simple as they are, it's easy to do, but it's easy not to do. And that's why over 95% of people are not doing any of this stuff. But it will change your life.
Okay. So you have your own supplement company, which is Chemical Free Body. Amazing, you know, title. Thank you very much for that, because it makes it very clear. And tell me about, like, what is the difference? How do we know? Because all supplements are beautiful. They have great marketing. They're pretty and they're advertised to us on Instagram or in our yoga studios. And I'm like, I want them all. But yeah. I know that so many of them are full of emulsifiers and additives and things that my body will treat as a toxin, right? Like all these junk fillers that my body does not need or respond to. How do I pick a good supplement? What's the difference between a good one and a bad one?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question, because it's one of the things that I love educating people on. First off, when I started healing myself, I wanted to do it all natural. I wanted to be all whole food, food-based. I didn't want to do any supplements, but I started reading books and I found out that 85% of the nutrients have been farmed out of our soils on average, like 85%. So why is that a big deal? Well, if you're eating a plant that was grown in that 85% deficient soil, then the plant's going to be deficient. You're going to be deficient. If you're eating the animal that ate the plant that was grown in the deficient soil, then you're going to be deficient. So I realized that supplementation was no longer a luxury or something like that. It was a necessity. And so I started supplementing. And here's a guy who's growing awesome sprouts and juicing them. And I'm eating healthy. But when I added the supplementation into my life, it took me up another 2-3 levels of energy and mental clarity. It was a big deal.
Wow, yeah.
Big deal. So here's the problem with the supplements. First off, wide scope. 85% of the supplements on the market are made by pharmaceutical companies. They're pure acid. They're made out of crude oil. That's what they do. They make them out of crude oil, and they make in the synthetic version of what you might find in nature because it's very cheap. It's very, and they can make high profit on it. And it's very shelf stable. It's good for business, but it's not good for your body. And your body is carbon based, and acid and carbon are never going to work together. You might get an effect from it. It might be temporary, but it's not going to be what you want. Okay.
I want to go back to what you just said. It's good for business. It's not good for your body. So you got to look at that. The lowest price supplement with the prettiest picture is not what you want to look for. You want to look for vitamins and supplements created by people with a story. Like Tim, you have a story. So that's why you created your company, right? So that is so important. And I just want to say, like, I know you're going to probably teach us how to read a label, but also look for the company with the story behind it and that isn't produced by Big Pharma, because you don't know unless you do your research. Please continue.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so people know, like, I started chemicalfreebody.com was a coaching company. That's what we were doing. And I still am. I'm still a coach. And I did group coaching and one-on-one. I have other coaches that coach people that are awesome, and they're all healthy too. I was using other people's supplements. I would do all this research, and then I would find, like, you know, what happened was 6 months later, I'm looking at a supplement and there's a different ingredient. I look in there, I'm like, xanthan gum, what the hell is that? And I go look it up, and I'm like, mutated corn syrup fermented in bacteria. Gross. I started looking up, and I had to call my clients. Did you get that new thing from XYZ company? I'm not going to badmouth people right now, but, and they're like, I'm like, check the label, because it's like, if it's got xanthan gum in it, send it back, get your money back. I have to find a solution for that. And then I have to put all this time and effort finding a replacement, and it got daunting. So finally I got pissed. Sorry. And we started our own green powder. Just, that was our first product, because people need to juice twice a day. That was the thing. If you're not doing it twice a day, you're not following the Hippocrates protocol. And most people would put the juicers under the cupboard, even if they would start. So this made it very affordable. It was easy and it worked. And I had a lot of people that bought juicers, didn't use them after a while, got them on the greens, and they used it, and they got this pretty darn close results, because we use massively concentrated products that are, you know, air dried or sun dried under 110 degrees, that has the enzymes intact and all that stuff. So anyway, back to how do you figure out a supplement? 92% of the supplements on the market are pure synthetic chemicals. They're acid based and they will not work with your carbon based body. So you're left with the 8% that are whole food or food based. These are the good ones. That's what you want. But you have to read the other ingredients label. You have to, because they put stuff in there, binders, fillers, and flow agents that are good, good for the business, but not good for the body. Things like magnesium stearate that could be genetically modified corn, genetically modified corn. They add soy, then they add that in later. Or it could be silicon dioxide, which is a level 3 toxin on the EPA's toxin list. Yet, it's in most supplements. Or dicalcium phosphate. These types of binders, fillers, and flow agents, they use them because when you put a synthetic in a capsule, it doesn't take up very much room. Americans are not going to buy an empty capsule, so they got to fill it up. That's a filler, right? Mm. And they put that kind of stuff in there. They also have flow agents. So the encapsulation machines, these companies are for-profit companies. The faster they can encapsulate your machines and get your product out the door, the quicker they can, the more bottles they do, the more money they make. So they put these flow agents in there. They're anti-caking agents so that the raw materials don't stick to their machines. These are good for business, bad for your body. And we found flow agents that are actually good prebiotics that help feed your gut bacteria. So why not use that? So
amazing.
Yeah, it just blows my mind, right? So that's what's very important. So the story here to make this set, people like this story because it works. There's this lady, and she had like the award-winning brownie recipe for her county, and she was known for it. Her daughter comes home with her friend, and her 16-year-old daughter's like, Mom, guess what? Susie and I, we want to go to this movie. It's amazing. Everybody in the town, all the kids are going. It's awesome. It's beautiful. And we want your permission so we can go tonight. And she's like, well, okay, that sounds great. Well, what's the rating on it? She's like, well, I knew you were going to ask, but it's rated R, Mom, there's only one little tiny brief scene of nudity. It's barely, and there's one cuss word. Like, literally, I mean, we've done a research on it. And she was begging her mom, and she knew her mom was never going to let her go. And her mom said, okay, you can go. And she was like, what? Really? really? And she's like, yeah. And they're like, oh yeah, they were, the girls are high five and they're screaming and the girls do and they're all excited. And she says, but there's one condition. She's like, I knew it. What is it? She's like, well, you and your friend, you and Susie have to eat one of my brownies before you go. And they're like, okay. And they grabbed a brownie because her moms are like the best, right? And she goes, but wait, wait, before you eat them, I got to tell you something. She's like, what? She goes, well, the recipe is just a little different this time. Not much. It's the exact same recipe. The recipe I've been using for years to win all these awards, but this recipe is a little different. This one I added just a little bit, but not much, but just a tiny amount, but just the littlest tiny amount of cat poop. and the girls are like, oh my God, that's disgusting. And they drop the brownies and like, that's so gross. It's terrible. And she goes, we're not eating those. And she says, and that's exactly why you're not going to go watch that movie. Because that brief scene of nudity and that cuss word has tainted the entire movie for a 16-year-old girls. And you don't need to see it because we're going to keep your mind clean and we're going to keep your body clean. And for me, I believe in that with food packages. That's why I read ingredients on food labels. And I also believe in supplements. I mean, what's more sacred than what you put in your mouth, for God's sakes?
Right.
So if I'm trying to get healthy, I sure as heck don't want cat poop in my food. And I don't want silicon dioxide or dicalcium phosphate or magnesium stearate in my freaking supplements. So read your labels. You have to make sure to do that and read the other ingredients. So it has to be food-based, whole food, real food, and make sure the other ingredients don't have things like what I just said. Now, here's how you read a label. This is the easiest one. Take time. So pull out your multivitamin and look for vitamin C. And behind it, if it says ascorbic acid, that's a synthetic derivative. Okay. That was made in a laboratory. It's acid based. It's not what you want.
I'm looking at one right now. Okay. It doesn't say that. Thank goodness.
In parentheses behind it, it should say from the Arceola cherry or from the Camu Camu berry or from my favorite, the Amla berry. Now you know you have a really good whole food supplement, but then you have to go down below and read that other ingredients label. And if you're good to go on both places, then you actually have something that you can feel safe to put in your body and your family's body. So like you said, you really have to know the owner. And don't think just because it says organic or natural that it's any good, because it's so bad, guys. Like in Whole Foods, some of these major companies that have major shelf space that are organic companies, been around for a long time, they're forcing synthetics into a yeast, which a yeast is a natural substance. And somehow magically the synthetics go away now. So that's how they're zipping around the law, so they don't have to tell you that you're now. So I'm pissed, like, because I don't want to go to the store. And it's like, oh, it's a whole food. It's beautiful. It's got a bountiful picture of all these herbs and stuff. And it's all nice behind it. And it says what it is. And then I'm ingesting a chemical. That to me is unacceptable. So as long as I'm at the helm, you can guarantee that there'll be whole food, real food. But if Nestle or Procter & Gamble buys my company, I would probably suggest that you go look elsewhere.
Who else wants a free, fresh bottle of olive oil shipped straight to their door? Let me back up. The first time I went to Italy, I finally tasted real olive oil for the first time. It's not that I had never had olive oil before, of course, in the States, but the difference was I was having olive oil made fresh from olives that were growing on the property in Ravello off the Amalfi Coast. It was an experience I will never forget, and I ended up shipping like 6 bottles of it home because I couldn't bear to go back to store-bought processed olive oil. Well, the same thing happened to TJ Robinson. He's also known as the olive oil hunter. He learned that olive oil packs the most flavor and the healthiest nutrients when it's fresh from the farm. And that's the problem with your typical like supermarket olive oil. The olive oil is not fresh. They can sit on the shelf for months, years, growing stale. And that's why I'm so excited that I now get my olive oil direct from small award-winning farms. Thanks to TJ, who I just did an olive oil tasting with, which was so fun. I absolutely fell in love with their vibrant, fresh, grassy flavors. They're totally delicious. They're great on veggies, pasta, salad, you name it. And TJ has his fresh pressed olive oil club. And Food Heals Nation, he will send you a full-size bottle worth $39 of one of the world's finest, most artisanal olive oils, fresh from the latest harvest, but he's only going to charge you $1 to help cover shipping. There's no commitment to buy anything now or ever. It's his gift to Food Heals Nation. So you can get your free $39 bottle for just $1 shipping. Taste the difference. Taste the freshness. You can go to getfresh323.com. That's getfresh323.com. You'll get your free bottle and you'll pay $1 for shipping. Getfresh323.com. Stress, sleep, recovery, whether we are working out or at work or at home on Zoom or whatever it is we're up to these days, these things shape how we perform. And I know for me, I'm always looking for that next level routine, that next level tool to de-stress. You know, I love my meditation and I love my breath work and I love my tapping. But today I'm going to tell you about something really cool. It's NuCom. NuCom gives you the power and control to relax and recharge anywhere, anytime. You can own the day, literally, with NuCom, because it is imperative to your health and happiness to be able to manage our stress and not be managed by it. So what is it? Okay, it's a three-part system. So step one is you're going to take this biosignal processing disc and you're going to place it on the inside of your left wrist on the acupressure point. And what's going to happen is this disc sends signals to activate your brain's natural relaxation system by interrupting your adrenaline response. Cool, right? Okay, step two. You're going to connect to the app. So NuCom has a mobile app and their proprietary neuroacoustic software delivers specific frequencies to slow down brainwave function to levels required for ultimate, an optimal relaxation and recovery. Step three is just connect your earbuds, your headphones, whatever it might be, and start your session. You can pull down your NuCom eye mask so you can relax and enjoy your journey. And you know I'm obsessed with natural cures, and any new technology that will help me relax is, I can't wait to get mine in the mail. It's on the way, and NuCom is the only stress management system of its kind. It's actually clinically proven in over 1 million sessions to improve your sleep, reduce your stress, and boost your recovery without drugs or nasty side effects. Again, love it. This is what we're all about. The NuCom system uses cutting-edge neuroscience and consists of three non-invasive and non-pharmaceutical items, all of which are included in your monthly subscription that costs less than a daily cup of coffee. The whole process is easy to use and work into your daily routine to achieve better sleep, reduction in stress, and boost recovery. So own the day with NuCom. I've got a special link set up specifically for you, Food Heals Nation. Go to foodhealsnucom.com to get 50% off your 30-day subscription of NuCom and their money-back guarantee. Let me spell it for you. So new, like N-U, and then com, like C-A-L-M. So foodhealsnucom.com. Check it out and enjoy some better sleep and some stress reduction. Okay, I want to do shameless self-promotion for Chemical Free Body because, Tim, you have established yourself as an expert on this show today. I think I myself and anyone else listening understands that you truly practice what you preach, and you've got a great website with all of these products like your Green 85 juice. You've got Daily Detox and Energy. So tell me about some of your most popular products and how you formulated them. And I love what you said about, hey, there's like these, things, emulsifiers, I think you said, that can actually heal you instead of being toxic. So tell me about that and what you've got in your Green 85 and all the things.
So right now we have 8 products. And I would say we have our core 5, which is basically, like if you went to the products tab, I always tell people, because they're like, what do I order? Because they're new. I'm like, look, just go to the products tab and click on the savings bundles. And you could start off with a jumpstart bundle, or you could go all the way and do what I do, which is the total energy and detox bundle. That's what I consume every month, right? So our green formula basically replaces juicing. There's no cleanup. You don't have to juice. And it's highest concentrated form. We have a USDA organic label on it and a Quality Assurance International organic label on it, but I really don't care about those. I just did it for marketing. the most important label that I have on all my supplements is the NOSG label. That stands for Naturally Occurring Standards Group, which means everything in the bottle, including the other ingredients, has to naturally occur in nature. That's what you want. So that's a label that I want to promote. So the green replaces the green juice, and it's basically your multivitamin and then some. It's got all the phytonutrients in it. We put special things in there that are very – Dr. Scott Treadway is our formulator, and this guy's in his 70s. His skin looks like he's 35, so another good person to take it. You know, he did clinical practice here in the States for 10 years, and prior to that, he was doing clinical work under Ayurvedic over in India, where, you know, thousands of years of lineage he became, you know, passed on. They became master herbalists. He's a master herbalist in like Chinese herbology, Indian herbology, and Western. So he's really, really smart. And we have concentrated juice extracts, things like wheatgrass juice, spirulina, wheat sprout to get the superoxide dismutase and the B vitamins, broccoli sprout. And, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but Johns Hopkins came out and said that broccoli was one of the most anti-cancer substances they ever saw. Under a microscope in 50 years of doing research, this 50-year researcher, he called it phytochemo or plant chemo because he'd never seen anything kill cancer cells like the sulforaphane, which was the phytochemical in broccoli. And that's when George Bush or Daddy Bush was president, and he said, "I don't like broccoli." And they dumped like 600 pounds of broccoli on the court or the steps there in Washington. And overnight, broccoli price doubled, and it's been that way ever since. So that shows you the power of the media to indoctrinate people's minds. It was just a little blip. It just bloop, it came out. And all of a sudden, why is broccoli, you know, seeds and sprouts and better than red clover or alfalfa? It's not. It has different phytochemicals. It's just that's what got the attention, right?
Right, right. And
so that drove demand up. So broccoli since then. So that just goes to show you how powerful the media can be for the positive, but they're also mostly negative. So we don't need to get into that tonight because we want to keep our, we don't want people to be stressed out. Because
right, we're trying to de-stress, turn off the news.
Turn the news off, for God's sake. They're just a stress machine.
Yeah, but, and they're indoctrinated. I mean, this is exactly what you said. I literally just posted this to Instagram the other day. I said, turn off the news and travel and you will have a new perspective. And they're like, people are like, Allie, I have to be informed. And I'm like, you're not being informed. You are being indoctrinated. Like, please make no mistake.
Yeah, people don't understand. It's like the Associated Press and Reuters is owned by the Rothschilds. So the Associated Press, they disseminate all the information out to the six major news channels. And then that goes to all the local. And I've seen things where they're just like one person says one thing and then they play another one next to them. They're saying the same thing. Newscasters, yep. News, and all of a sudden there's a screen with 100 of them and they're in unison verbatim reading off of teleprompters.
I've totally seen that. It's a YouTube video. And my first job out of college was working on the news. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited to learn about investigative journalism. No, all that they did was read the press releases that came in. And I was like, how is this journal? There's no journalist. I was, my mind was blown back then, you know?
Yeah. All right. So back to the product. So the second product, our number two seller, is called Gut Detox. That was actually brought over from India from Dr. Treadway. It's a 1,000-year-old formula. He said that no matter what people came in for, nobody left without getting on that product because it was such a good body balancer on both clinics. So we brought that in because you can actually, besides it having like 37 side benefits, what we use it for in the beginning is to get that 6 to 12 pounds of funk and gunk and junk, not only out of the colon, but the small intestine as well. And in 15 days, they take 3 in the morning and 3 at night. And in 15 days, they clean all that stuff out. And guess what? It's very gentle. It doesn't take out the good bacteria like some of these magnesium products, which is what I was using before to help people clean out. They work, but you know, it's a little rough, like Dr. Treadway told me. And I said, well, do you got a solution? And that was it. So then after that, we just take 3 a day for maintenance because remember, it's a lifetime. Nobody eats perfect, and we want to keep the intestinal tract and the organ systems clean. So it keeps the digestive tract and the organ systems clean so that you can assimilate nutrients properly and get them through that intestinal lining into the blood, right? So the third one is toxin detox. Now, this one is near and dear to me because I lost my grandfather to Alzheimer's. And his body was really strong. But his mind went, and it was like one of the worst experiences I've ever had in my life. Like, you know, this guy that, I mean, I almost get emotional just thinking about it because he played catch. He was really into baseball. The one person in my family that was into baseball, nobody else really was, even though some, they came to watch and support, but he was my best bud. Oh. And, to watch him go like that. And I found out later that was, you know, aluminum is a big problem for that, and sugar. Boy, he liked his donuts and, you know, and little, you know, Danish rolls and all that kind of stuff. So the sugar got him, and aluminum. So I get our clients off of aluminum and stuff like that. Then I was reading Dr. Richard Blaylock's work. Are you familiar with him?
Dr. Richard Blaylock. Yes, but please remind me.
Yeah, so he was a brain surgeon. Now he's retired. Now he's really into the body and nutrition and that kind of stuff. And he did a whole bunch on these chemtrails. You know, these, you see these things going. So we have condensation trails and chemtrails. They come off the planes, right? So a condensation trail is like the exhaust comes out, it freezes, and then you see the refraction, and then it kind of melts and goes away very quickly. But a chemtrail lasts and it stays in the sky forever. And if you haven't seen these, they're everywhere. Like I see them in photos. They're everywhere. Yeah. Well, they have nano-sized aluminum particles in them, and they are metals, and they come down and we breathe them up in through our nose. They go up through our olfactory nerve into our brain, and they lead to Alzheimer's and dementia and memory loss. And I'm thinking, I was so mad because he's like, they're everywhere. Everybody's breathing them, because the biologists that are doing the course of the, you know, the water samples and the plant samples and the, they're saying that even the plants, the aluminum toxicity is just going up through the roof. Some plants are dying from aluminum toxicity in the world.
And yeah, I'm like, this is why we have to constantly detox. This is exactly why.
We teach the daily. I know, that's why we teach the daily detox. So I'm like, I'm pissed, and I called Dr. Treadway. I'm like, do you know about these chemtrails and this aluminum stuff? He's like, oh yeah, it's been going on for years. I'm like, what? I got to get it out. He's like, oh, I have these two formulas. And he goes, I actually developed these for a VA doctor, because the soldiers were coming back. It's one of my buddies. And he said he couldn't help him. The VA wouldn't let him help him or even talk about it. They're going to take his license. But they were dying of depleted uranium. They put on the tank rounds and blow people up in Afghanistan, Iraq. And those particles, uranium particles, go everywhere. And the soldiers are breathing them in, you know. And now it's sad, because all the kids over there in those areas are a lot of them are getting, I think, like thyroid cancer because of this depleted uranium toxicity buildup. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Treadway puts these two formulas together. And I was like, dude, two more formulas? I'm like, because I want it for myself, but I also want to add it to our line. And I said, can you combine them? And he did 6 months later. And that's toxin detox. So not only does it pull out the heavy metals, mercury, cadmium, leads, and aluminums, but it also works on the radiation, right, from Fukushima and all the nuclear testing, and, which is out of control. You just can't. It's the no-see-ums, and it's bad. And then also pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, plastics like the BPAs and the BPSs, we were xenotoxins we were talking about earlier that are, you know, turning the little fish into hermaphrodites. So
right.
Anyway, so those are the first three, and then we have a probiotic, which is a spore-based probiotic. And prebiotics in it to feed them. And everybody's probably familiar with those. Those are very important. They're one of the biggest components of your immune system and your five-part immune system. You got the, you know, the innate system, the adaptive. You've got the gut and those bacteria. You've got the brain, and you've got the interferon system. So out of those five systems, that one's very important. And we teach people to not only take that product, but also, because the spores don't die in the stomach acid. They make it through all of them. And then eat a lot of, you know, fermented foods, sauerkrauts and kimchi and that kind of stuff. Then the last of the first five is our digestive enzyme and mineral formula. So we have people take these as they're adding more raw, unprocessed, uncooked food in their life, chew their food really well. And then the enzymes were in there, or excuse me, the minerals we added were there because I thought people, you know, just because of the soil degradation and they're eating food, I thought this was a way where we could help them, you know, break the food down easier, especially the raw foods, but at the same time, put the minerals back in that we're missing, right? And what that was really cool, but what we didn't know was going to happen, there was a synergistic effect, and it actually boosted our enzymes even more. So it became more powerful enzyme because of the minerals in there. So those are our core five, and then we have a libido enhancer called Alpha Energy. We have another one called Weightless. It's a standalone weight loss pill that works on four pillars without stimulants. I've got another one called Recovery Power that reduces inflammation and lactic acid buildup for athletes or post-surgery kind of stuff.
I gotta ask you about the weight loss pill, because I feel like the only ones you ever see, they're like full of stimulants, and you're just like, and you feel awful. And I don't understand how people even take them, because I just think it's just a bunch of caffeine that makes you feel like shit, and I don't even think they work. So how does yours actually work?
Well, number one, it's the main ingredient in it is
our gut detox product, that ancient formula mm-hmm. from India. So it's going to clean out the Got gut, it. Get rid of that 6 to 12 pounds of garbage. Mm-hmm. And then we just added a ton of herbs in there to reduce inflammation in the body and to reduce water weight and to balance blood sugar to fight cravings. And there's no stimulants. It's a non-stimulant. It's just real food. So for people that just, you know, some people don't like, you know, the greens. I mean, there's a small percentage, they're just not going to do it. So, you know, that's a nice little product for people just to take one product, take a pill that want to start working on losing weight. And then hopefully they do the core four secrets and then, you know, they get more results and then we can finally, you know, get them moving. And then we can start talking to them about making some changes in their diet and eliminating, you know, dairy and wheat from the gluten and stuff like that. And then they start feeling better and then they exercise and then the exercise helps them get better sleep and down the road we go.
Perfect. Okay. So the website is chemicalfreebody.com and you can save 5% with our coupon code FOODHEALS and there is free shipping on orders over $99. So check it out, Food Heals Nation. It's definitely worth it. If you want some really good whole food supplements without crap like xanthan gum and all the other things that we don't need in our bodies. So
Tim, yeah. And I'd like to say one other thing. I'm so confident in what we do. I have a double your money back guarantee. So
what? Tell me about that.
Well, it's because I know the stuff works and they can read about the guarantee. But the reality is that, you know, if you have something that's from nature, people forget that we are from nature. Okay. Most of our problems are because we have been detached from nature. You know, that's it. If we can get all the man-made toxins and pesticides and fungicides, herbicides and all this crap out of your digestive tract and out of your fat and your blood and your muscle tissue, and we can start flooding your body with nature and good bacteria and sunshine and clean water and getting outside and moving the body and these types of things, your body is going to start healing itself. Okay, that's what's going to happen. Now, do our products work for everybody? Like with the greens as an example? No, there's a small percentage of people that might have an allergy to one of the ingredients. So then if you can't get that, then call us. We will find you an alternative, even if it's another company. We don't care because our products are just part of our toolkit that we help people with in our coaching program. Just part of it. I mean, those core four secrets have nothing to do with our supplements and they don't really cost you anything except for getting purified water. And for those of you that were thinking, oh, I don't have enough money to buy one of those units, because you can spend anywhere from $200 to $5,000, you know, you can start at least getting single purified water and pack it in gallon glass jars from your local store for 25 to 40 cents, 44 cents a gallon. So, you know, you can do it, right? So anyway, that's why we offer the guarantee, because we know in most cases that it's going to work for people. And we've had very few returns and we have thousands of clients. So if we do have a return, we happily refund your money. And then please call us because we will help you find an alternative.
I love that. Thank you so much for that guarantee. So you started the Health Hero Show and I listened to your episode. It was your first episode with Scott and I learned a lot about vitamins and supplements. So I definitely recommend that. And I was just wondering, you started the show in February and I'm sure you had no idea what was to come. So what was it like starting the show at the very beginning of a pandemic, having no idea this was about to completely change and rock our world?
Yeah, well, it was on my vision board since 2015 to have a podcast, but I was scared and I didn't, you know, I was like, who am I to tell people about their health, you know? Mm-hmm. So I can't remember. I think I was reading a book or heard a podcast or something. And somebody's like, said, go out and interview people and ask the most people in your life, what are the top three words that would you say that would describe me? And so I went out to all these different people, business associates, clients, friends, and I got stuff like teacher, healer, you know, and I'm like, and that those were the two common ones. And I was just like, I didn't even associate myself with that. There was a disconnect there. You know, I thought of myself as this, you know, this dumb redneck, you know, baseball player for some reason, you know, even though I'm not stupid. I have common sense and I think street smarts are important and I've learned a lot of things and I think anybody can learn something. So it's taken me a long time to get through all those societal constructs and really value myself. But, you know, we started the podcast. Finally, I had a friend of mine who I helped. He had a stroke and he's lost 80 pounds now. And he was an athlete and in college, and he used to score like 3 to 5 touchdowns a game. And he was super fast and a stud. And, you know, and he lost his sister at age 48 to stroke, his mom in her early 50s at stroke. And here he had a stroke and he almost died and lost his business. And then I met him and I worked with him, and he lost 80 pounds and he's got his business back going again. And he helped me. He produces my podcast now.
That's amazing. I love stories like that where it just comes together. So
yeah, perfectly. All synchronicity. Cause he's like, dude, I can produce this for you. No problem. Cause he's an editor and he knows how to do all that stuff. And I don't know how to do it. All I know how to do is geek out on things and then regurgitate it to people.
Right.
And try to teach them how to, I like to really wake people up and then give them, okay, here's the problem. And then here's the solution, you know, cause you can't just give people problems and then walk away without a solution. Cause that doesn't really serve anybody.
Absolutely. Okay. So it is the Health Hero Show. You can find it everywhere. I'm sure iTunes, iSpot, mm-hmm. What is it called? iHeartRadio, Spotify, all yep. the things.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. And then you've got Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. Where can everyone stalk you, follow you, find you online?
Yeah. Probably the funnest place is to follow my personal page on Tim James. If you can find me, I think it's here. I got it.
Tim.James.92.
Yeah, it's like 9216 or something. I can't remember what it is.
Tim.
Because there's a lot of Tim Jameses, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, you're .9216.
Yeah. So I, for some reason, it's reminding me of like Beverly Hills 90210. I don't know why, but
yeah, gotta have a number.
Yeah, gotta have a number. But yeah. Well, thanks for having me on your show. This has been a lot of fun, and I can tell from your energy and your passion that you're really doing really cool things out there. And it's been an honor and a privilege. And I'd be happy to come back again and keep geeking out with you.
We will definitely geek out, I'm sure, in 2021.
Cool.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to actually start using their $39.99 a month gym membership. If you experience any of these symptoms, Snapchat your trainer immediately.